Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about leap year. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you do. Your love, your mercy, and your grace. The ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, leap year. As some of you may know, this year, 2024, just so happens to be a leap year. Now, if you don't know anything about that, that means it's an extra day added on to the shortest month, which is February. So February 29th, every 4 years, is what they call a leap year. And this day is basically to adjust from the Earth's revolutions around the sun. It takes approximately 365.242189. It takes that long for the revolutions around the sun. But our calendar only has 365 days. You're probably wondering where I'm going with this. I promise you I have a point. They do this because if we don't have this quote-unquote leap year, this extra day, we begin to grow out of sync with the seasons. You know, the seasons change. We would grow out of sync with those. When I thought about that, I thought about Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting on verse 1, and it reads, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace." You think about this particular verse, talking about how to everything there is a season, a time, and a purpose for everything under heaven. A lot of us, when we're going through certain seasons that are uncomfortable, that we struggle with, that may bring pain, we want to skip over that. We want to leap through that. We don't want to have to endure. We try to skip over it. Try to leap right over that one, right? But we have to go through these things. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time and a purpose for everything that we do go through, everything that we do endure. We don't want to be out of sync with the season, whatever we're in. We have to know that God will get us through. He will give us the strength we need in whatever season we are in. We don't want to be out of sync with it. We don't want to skip through it, leap over it, because there's a purpose for it. We just have to figure out what it is. While we're going through whatever we're going through, know that God is with you, never left you, never forsook you. He will get you through. Don't leap over it. Don't be out of sync with whatever season you're going through. Keep focused. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. The G.O.D., God bless. We'll be right back.